During World War II, we had a crop of apples that wasn't so very good. We had considerable scab on them, but they was nice apples otherwise. And we had a lot of this low grade that we couldn't sell locally, or we couldn't sell it in the commercial market around here. So I got gas ration tickets and took the old 1936 truck. That truck then, that was about 42 or 43, and loaded a load of apples here on Sunday night. Left here at 11 o'clock and drove to Raleigh, North Carolina. Through a downpour of rain, just as hard as you ever see it rain, in the darkest night I believe I ever saw. And we got to Raleigh about 4 o'clock, 3:30 or 4 o'clock. And the produce buyer came down, the first one we talked to, looked at the apples and bought them, and paid us cash for them. I had on 160 bushels in ring packed in baskets. And he said, "When can you bring me another load?" I told him we could bring him another load the next day. And I came back to Victoria, worked them apples, put them right on the truck that night, and next morning, before daylight, we was back in Raleigh. I was back in Raleigh by myself. Unload the apples, he paid me, and I came right back and got another load. I told them to be working them up while I was here as a shoemaker. And I got back, they didn't have them worked up. I went and worked them up and never took a nap or nothing. Got on the truck and went back to Raleigh. Well, that was Sunday night. Tuesday, didn't get back till Tuesday. Come back here, and Thursday, I started back with the third or fourth load. And the truck, the radiator got stopped up, and I met Billy Milligan over at Chase City, and he put them on, we transferred them on his truck and took them on to Raleigh. And come back here from Sunday night till Thursday night, I wasn't in the bed, I didn't sleep, but about 12 hours. But we moved, I think in that time we moved about 500 bushels of apples. Instead of losing them, we got about $1,000, made about $1,000.